Just last week, at the West Side Monthly Ministry Lunch, and I invite you to come to the one on the East Side this Friday, which is over at the
UBS,
Washington Group, Morrison Knudsen place over there. During that lunch, I heard what may be the best Unitarian Universalist statement I've ever come across. We were discussing theology. At least one of us was quite vociferous about evidence for the existence of some kind of God. Another one, a man of quite a few years who's had plenty of time to reflect, said, "I'm an atheist, but I think I'm probably wrong." For me, that was kind of a miracle, and it was certainly a blessing. We UUs can, in spite of our openness to many views, end up with dogmatic hearts and minds. This man so did not do that. The blessing to me is his good-natured openness and humor, a shining example of Unitarian Universalism at its best. You might say God was speaking through him. Today we are celebrating our fellowship. We're celebrating the conclusion, or almost conclusion, of a community-building, budget-reducing, talking-about-money-out-loud kind of campaign. We're celebrating the blessing Unitarian Universalism is in the world, a religion that nurtures our souls and helps heal the world. This is a place worth supporting for ourselves, for our families, and for the larger community. Now, jokes sometimes help us see truths about ourselves. It turns out there was a Unitarian Universalist who was worried, and so he confided to a friend, "I've got somebody I want to bring to church, but I'm not sure if he's going to be comfortable. Our minister uses the J word so often." The other person said, "The J word? I haven't heard our minister use Jesus much, except maybe at Christmas Eve." And the man said, "Oh, I didn't mean Jesus. I meant justice." One area that this church has stood up for justice in a public way is in support of our gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered sisters and brothers. We turned out at the first gay pride parade in 1989 or 90. Now, the parade itself was something of a miracle in those more closeted days. We were a brave little band of a half a dozen or so people, some of us with our children, waving posters. The posters were 8.5 by 11 sheets that identified us, printed on my dot matrix printer. We turn out for that in much larger numbers today. In 1993, we took a public, official, congregational stand against Proposition 1, which was an anti-gay initiative. We wrapped a red ribbon around our property, we were on other property at that time, and declared it a hate-free zone. Prop 1, I'm glad to say, was defeated. A couple of years ago, at least 40 of us from this congregation worked against the definition of marriage, one man, one woman, a constitutional amendment that did pass. We haven't organized as often or as strongly as an institution as we would sometimes like in many areas, but our passion for healing the world is growing. We work toward becoming a green sanctuary. We join others in building Habitat for Humanity. We gather warm clothes for Whittier school children. We will have a special social justice weekend. People from the Unitarian Universalist Association are coming out. This will happen in February for all of us who see the pain and suffering in our world, who see the inequity, and who long to be part of change. Just as healing the world takes many forms, so does nurturing souls. There was the first quarter of 2001 when we lost a big piece of our living heritage. Between January 27th and April 12th of that year, seven of our oldest members and friends died. The collective burden of grief was staggering, even if we hadn't known these four mothers and forefathers very well. And we turned for comfort and hope and the blessing of each other's presence. My beloved younger sister died on May 8th, 1998, 3 weeks after we had dedicated the first phase of this building on this beautiful property. For at least 2 years, probably more, I dwelt in a paradox of unbelieving joy that we had achieved our dream. I had been here 10 years by that time. And terrible, uncomprehending brokenness that Kate and I would never again sing our songs together on this earth. The congregation supported me during those years when I simply was not capable of full-hearted ministry. Many congregations would not have had the spiritual strength for such care, and there would have been a crisis of terrible proportions. That patient, loving holding of me was one of the healing miracles of my life. This is a place where souls are lifted by beauty, by art. We love music, and we continue to enjoy more music, more variety of skilled and enthusiastic musicians. We have all kinds of visual artists here, including the ones who boldly picked out the colors for all of our rooms. If you haven't looked at the Sunday school rooms and the library and stuff, you definitely should. Our gardens and our grove are tended by armies of UU elves that none of us ever see, but whose planning and planting and weeding and mowing and tending give us the spiritual surroundings that we so need if we are to be centered and strong and open in the world. We cherish our children, the hope of our future. The story is told of the UU Sunday school kid who was drawing a picture, and her Sunday school teacher says, "Oh, and what are you drawing?" The little girl says, "I'm drawing a picture of God." And the Sunday school teacher, you know, ever aware we must be open to all kinds of things, says, "Well, but nobody really knows what God looks like." And the little girl looks up and says, "They will when I get done." We are deeply committed to helping children become confident, competent, respectful adults, people capable of loving others and working for justice. One of the greatest blessings in my life is seeing so many tiny ones grow into big kids, and then youth, and then, is it possible, into adults. Last year when I was at the monastery for 30 days in Cottonwood, Idaho, on my sabbatical, the bridging weekend came up. The high school kids who speak their part and go forth into the world. And I sneaked back down by bus and spent the Saturday rehearsal with them because I could not bear not to see those kids on their special weekend. I'd known some of them, well, since I'd like to say to them, since before you were born, I've known you, married their parents. It's a great joy and a miracle in my life. This is a church of great spirit, and it is a church of entirely fallible people, hanging in to comfort one another, to work for justice, to raise needed money to keep the place going, and attends to the unglamorous matter of organizational structure. It is said that if an airplane were going down, some of the passengers would cry and some would pray, and if there were a Unitarian minister present, she or he would organize a committee on air safety. We are fallible because we are human. Every single one of us who has been committed to this fellowship for more than a few months has experienced disappointment, annoyance, even disillusionment, in addition to the joy and the miracle and the blessing of love. I see you out there. I know who you are. Me too. Those of us who have stayed, affirming the importance of community even through difficulty, believe in honesty with each other, working through hard things even when we want to just get the heck out. We believe in forgiving ourselves and each other. If I had a quarter for every time I have messed up bad in the last 20 years, we wouldn't have to be having this fall stewardship drive. The forgiveness of others is a miracle and a blessing indeed. I have a friend who says ministry is always having to say you're sorry, and I believe that to be true. This is a place where human beings gather because we need each other, and we cannot do it all alone. This is a place where all are welcome. In the words of President-elect Barack Obama, young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black and white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay and straight, disabled and not disabled. This is a place where something sometimes nicknamed God is present. Present in mystery and present in each other's faces. Each other's lovely, suffering, confused, joyous faces. This is a place where fallible people join with other fallible people because we know we can build something greater than we are within our walls and outside of them. This is a place of joy, of hard work, of terrible suffering, of luminous moments, of ludicrous times, ludicrous and luminous, of laughter and tears. This is a house of the holy and a house of the mundane. This is a house where we are humbly aware that we can make the choice, the miraculous choice, to bless each other and the world. May it be so.